Yes, God bless you.
I'm a believer of this message right from Abuja.
You are?
A believer of this message right from Abuja.
Right from Abuja. God bless you. You're welcome.
But there's one light I want you to shed for me.
Sorry, sir. Which church in Abuja?
I am from Rapture Church, Rapture Christian Assembly.
Rapture Christian Assembly. Who is your pastor?
Brother John, Brother Joseph Wogu.
Okay,
Brother Joseph Wogu.
Go ahead.
What I wanted to ask is that I believe everything about the message. I mean, the baptism, everything. I know Brother Abraham was the founder of this very church. But one thing I see now...
You know who?
Brother Abraham.
Is what?
Is the founder of this very...
Lie.
Brother Abraham is the person... Brother Abraham.
You say Brother Abraham is the founder of this church?
I'm not talking of this church. I'm not
Which
talking
church?
Of your
Which church?
Church? He brought this message, the eagle message.
Okay, he is our prophet.
Yes, the
Thank
prophet.
You.
He's the prophet.
Thank you, but he's not the founder of this
Sorry
church.
Sorry for the language.
Thank you. The founder of this church, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but
that's why we gave him seat there. See
yes,
his seat there.
You understand?
Nobody they sit down there. He is the general overseer. Let's clap our general overseer. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, I've read the Seven Church Ages, the book. And when I read the book, I knew that I'm called into this ministry. And the one thing I see is that the place where I worship, as I said, there is this belief which they have. They talk about the thunders, seven thunders. I don't really understand it. And there is also a man which they look onto, but he's dead now, Pastor Coleman. He's in USA, if I'm not mistaken, New York. There's a message they give. It's not as what I read inside the seven church age. I know Brother Abraham wrote that book. So I want you to share the lights to me. How is the seven thunders going to resurrect the bride according to their message?
Sorry, I try to avoid distraction. Because we are talking about water baptism. You came from Abuja? Eh?
Yes, I'm a stranger here. Yeah, that is why I'm using this privilege.
You are,
to
yes.
Ask.
Now, listen.
Yes, sir.
I preached so many messages and I made mention of that from our tapes that you can always get it. But since you are going back to Abuja, let me quickly add this. First and foremost, you know, I'm correcting your statements.
Yes, sir.
Brother Abraham did not write any book,
he preached.
Now, the seven church age. He preached a sermon, but the book was put together by Lavelle.
Okay.
Dr. Lavelle.
Okay.
Now, and then we are aware, because some of us had the original tapes, that there are some injections.
Yes.
Things that William Branham didn't say was put there.
Okay.
One of them is concerning the seven thunders. What is the seven thunders? The seven thunder is Revelation chapter 10, from verse 1 to verse 6.
Yes.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Who is that? Who are they describing there? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. The next verse. And he had in his hand a little book open, and that little book that is open is the book that he received in Revelation chapter 5. Okay? That had seals, that was sealed with seven seals from within and from without. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right hand, his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Seven thunders uttered their voices. The next verse is very, very interesting. Jonah heard what the thunder said. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. So, what the seven thunders said, only Jonah had it.
But they said
I never finished. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, who is... There are three stages of the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 is the order of the rapture. For the Lord himself shall descend with a shout, then the voice of the archangel, then the trump of God. The shout is Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, which is the midnight cry of Matthew 25, verse 6, for those who love scriptures. Jesus called it, at midnight there was a cry that was made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And Apostle Paul called it the shout as the next. What is the shout? The shout is the voice of the seventh angel in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, which said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared to his servants the prophets. That is the next stage. Three stages. The first stage is the shout, which the ministry of William Branham fulfilled.
Yes.
He's saying something. Come out of error, come back to the scripture. With Elijah anointing in Malachi chapter 4, verse 6b, part of that 6, according to the understanding God has granted us. Then, now, he said, that is a shout. He has finished that ministry, he has gone. Now, that voice is still sounding, waiting for the next stage of the rapture. If you didn't hear the shout, you won't hear the next stage. He said, the voice of the archangel. That archangel is the archangel we see in Revelation chapter 10. That holds that book, and that archangel is the Lord Jesus himself. That cried with a loud voice. When he cried, it was in the spirit. And something spoke in the spirit. Seven thunders uttered their voices. If you say voice, it means there will be a sevenfold ministry that will be on ground. Which is the next expectation of the bride of Jesus Christ. And remember, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm just cutting this thing short. Amen. It is our expectation, the next expectation. Now, Coleman in America said he was taking his bath one day and a voice spoke to him that the thunders have sounded. Mm. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 William Branham taught us in several other quotes, that when the thunders will sound, the reason why God made sure that John did not put it down, because India lays the secret for the last move for the rapture. He said, so far now, nobody knows the date nor the hour. But let me tell you, it's a spiritual marriage between Christ and his church. And it's tied by the marriage between a man and his wife. A wife to be, the girl you will marry, we know the date of the wedding. But it will be hidden. The man can decide to hide it until a particular time before telling the woman. And so, the bride of Jesus Christ, the time will come that we will know. That knowledge is what produces the rapturing faith. Now, you don't have rapturing faith, nothing. Rapturing faith is the faith you have until you won't want to acquire anything here. And the only reason you have that faith is because you know the date. Like the young girl, she does not struggle with her sisters at home over material things at home, because she knows, after I'm leaving all this, I'm going to my husband's house. That is the rapturing faith. We will be so dead. They tell you, go and take this chimpanzee tattoo. You say, what do you need it for? They dash you land the soil. You say, what do I need it for? They say, go and do this. You say, what do I need it for? Because there is a faith now that has come because of a knowledge that comes from the message of the seven thunders. So anybody that says the thunder has been revealed, there's only one question to close their mouth. What is it saying? What is it saying? And they are not able to answer. It's just Satan that came to cause confusion in the ministry. Nothing more, but not people like us. We are grounded.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm very, very grateful, sir. Thank you.
Huh? Brother Cyprian from Abuja again. Shalom, Pastor. What you are saying is making a great impact in people's lives. I have been listening to your preaching with partial interest until I had the correct water baptism. I was convinced. In fact, It was your correct water baptism that converted me because it answered 90% puzzles. God bless you. And the church will say, amen. He's blessing me. You don't want to answer, amen. God bless you. Cyprian from Abuja. Many more all around the world. Okay. Another one. Shalom, Pastor, please. The teaching of water baptism is understood by only heavenly candidates. So, sir, fire on. I will fire up. Heavenly bound. They don't joke with anything that has salvation virtue. Yes.
Shalom, church.
God bless you.
I came all the way from Sapele, so I want to ask this
Sapele question. God bless you.
Sir, I so much believe in this baptism that you are preaching about. That's why I said today if I come, I will partake in it, sir.
You came to baptize, yes.
Yes, sir. Then, sir, in my place of work and even where I'm living at times, I used to discuss and introduce Bride Assembly, much like Bride TV, to them.
Yes.
And some of the messages I used to preach, at times I would try to quote it to them, but I will not be able to say it as you are saying it. So at times it looks as if that I am defeated somehow. So I decided to come and buy some of the CDs as well.
Oh yes.
So if I'm going, I will.
Can we clap our hands now so that he will fortify himself? He'll fortify himself. Yes.
So, sir, I'm very sorry that I would like to ask this question. If you do not ask it now, I will not mind. But
go ahead. What's the question?
On Friday, I will receive it. The question is in the area of belief, trust. Sir, I want to be very sure about it. The Bible says that we should trust no man. He said, woe to any man that put his trust on his fellow man.
Yes.
I want to know whether that trust is also in family. Whether that same trust, whether the cause that God is talking about, whether it affects family, whether it affects husband and wife, because me, I believe that.
When he didn't place cause. When he said woe to you, woe because of the attendant danger in putting your trust on a human being. How will you lean on something that can collapse? Are you not risking yourself? If that thing falls, what will happen? You will fall with it. That's why he said, whoa. He's not placing a cost for putting trust in somebody. He's only telling you the attendant effects. You know, you pay for it. And no human being is to be trusted the way we put our trust in God. You put your trust in a human being, but always have at the back of your mind that he is not infallible and that he is a human being and he is not God. And that situations and conditions shape who he is at any given time. So, when he said, don't put your trust in a man, he's trying to tell you, rather put your trust in a God that never fails.
So, sir, will I be right now to say that I don't trust my wife, but I trust God in my wife?
Now, when you say trust, it is also relative. You say trust because there's something to entrust someone with. It's relative. There's something to entrust someone with. There are certain things that, certain relationship you have with a human being, that within some measure, that you say, I have confidence. Now, the word trust also goes with confidence. That when I entrust this on this one, on this woman being my wife, I know it, nothing will spoil. Because of an ability you know she has. And remember that nothing can make you trust someone. Nobody commands trust. You earn trust. So nobody comes to you and say, am I not your wife? Trust me now. No. It's something you do with time that causes one to trust you. So yes, you should trust your wife based on the knowledge you know of her. Because that same woman, you may trust her that she's very honest with money. But you may not trust her. You may not trust her because you know she can also sometimes be careless. While she's honest, she may be careless. So, in putting that type of trust and trusting something in her, you will still want to be sure that her carelessness will not destroy that which you have entrusted in her. So, the trust is always conditional, as far as human, even if it's your wife. God bless you.
Sir, let me ask you in favor of my wife.
Because yes.
She said if I have the opportunity to ask, I should ask in favor of her.
Yes.
She said in the area when somebody is doing a petty business, and maybe all this provision business whereby you might sell today, you might not sell tomorrow, you know, today, something like that nature, and maybe you are selling all these small.
How do you get your tithe?
How can you get your tithe?
For every product you sell, all businessmen have what you call markup. If your markup in whatever you sell, since you know, see, a business that is owned by only you, you don't care to keep record. But if you are in partnership with someone, you must keep record. Because you know you are going to declare his own and give him his own. As Christians, our partner is God. That's why we pay him his own, 10%. It's only normal that you will try to know your markup. If my markup is 30% as profit, then the total sales within a period, the profit from the total sales within a period, I will bring 10% of the 30% of my profit. That's it.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Brother Casey from Oweri. Pastor, please, since I cannot come to Lagos and I have heard your message on correct water baptism, can I go to a nearby river and baptize my family members who believe? Listen carefully. Praise the Lord. Listen very well. There is a law of redemption. There is a law of redemption. And the law of redemption says, before you qualify to redeem your brother that is in bondage, you must also be free. If you have not yet baptized in the name of Jesus, you are not qualified to baptize another person in the name of Jesus. But if you have been baptized in the name of Jesus, pack all those who believe around you to the river and baptize them. Heaven will honor your faith. God bless you.
Praise God.
Yes.
My question what I want to say attracted through this brother.
Yes.
I want to say something. I thank God for the grace upon your life.
Thank you.
That you are able to answer each one of us with patience and equal love.
Yes, because I'm a Christian. Yes. I have patience.
So, what I want to say is, if any preacher of the word of God, if any theologian, if any pastor, or any Christian who is preaching the word can read the Bible and understand, and they see the truth, but he means there are things that doesn't matter for the kingdom. He has spirit of error. And that is why I want to tell my brother, try the spirit in him. Because what he's saying is leveling the gospel.
God bless you. Amen. Somebody sent a note to me now. Brother Uchenna. He said, Pastor, that brother cannot accept. Why? Then you gave me some scriptures. Please, can you screen these scriptures? John 14:17. What did he talk? John 14:17. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Another scripture he gave here, John 15:26. John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Another one, John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And then he quoted two more scriptures. 1 John 4:6. 1 John 4:6. He said, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Finally, from Brother Uchenna, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Where is Uchenna? Uchenna. Oh, he's our minister. Okay. God bless you. He's an evangelist. They are the one that are turning Lagos upside down on the streets. Praise the Lord. Who be that? From Enugu, Emeka Celestine. Shalom, church sir. What we are here for is not Bible challenge, but to learn. So let him that have ear hear and wants to learn, learn. But if one did not accept the teachings, let him leave it. And the church will say, yeah. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Hallelujah. Sir, there was something I was going to say to you, but those questions took me off. Church, listen. Water baptism is tied to your healing and deliverance. Water baptism is tied to your deliverance and to your healing. And I will prove it. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 12 says so. When you come to Christ, to Christ, Hebrews 22, he said, we come, among other things, to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus cannot speak for you until you are under the blood. And you are under the blood, two things. Number one, you lay for the blood to wash away your sins. From the day you commit, you were born, till the day you give your life to Christ and enter that water. When you enter that water and come out, every sin you have ever committed is wiped away. How can a theologian know this and downplay that scripture? What is your theology if it has no salvation virtue? As you enter that water, that's why Satan messed up that doctrine, so that you will think you are saved. That's why I preach the message entitled Salvation by Assumption. Don't be saved by assumption. As you enter that water and come out, the Bible in Revelation chapter 12, he said, the accuser of the brethren that accuse the brethren before the throne, day and night. He said, and we overcome him, the accuser, by the blood. Why? The mercy seat is there. It is the blood that set us free. That blood will speak for you before God. Even when God wants to come on you, the blood will stop his wrath. That's why the mercy seat is there. And it will remain like that until he stands up. And he stands up. Hallelujah. When the seventh seal is opened in Revelation chapter 8 verse 1, which takes us to Revelation chapter 10. Because he stands up. And Luke chapter 13 verse 24 or so, Jesus Christ said, when he says, strive to enter, he said, when once the master of the house has stood up and shut the door, where will he stand up from? From the mercy seat. And close the door to salvation. When the seven thunders will sound, brother, there is no more salvation. That is it. That is another point we used to knock off that nonsense doctrine. When the seven thunders sounds, by the time seven thunders sound, no more salvation. And Coleman saw that the thunder has sounded, and that time I was still in beer parlor in nightclub and chasing women up and down. I was still an unbeliever when Coleman said the thunder sounded, and I gave my life in 1989 to Christ, and today I am saved. If thunder sounds, no more salvation, because he has stood up on the mercy seat. No more mercy. But now the blood is still speaking. And today, the blood of Jesus will speak for you. When they said they overcome by the blood of Jesus, but Pentecostals, they teach you, anytime you see something, a demon comes and says, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus cannot speak for you until you are under that blood. And to be under that blood is water baptism. After you have repented. If you have not repented, you say blood of Jesus, Satan knows. You go look which blood. You look, are you under the blood? When your sins are still on you. Unless your sins are wiped away according to the scripture, not according to your church. Your sins are still on you. But when you enter that water, after you have repented and you come out, you can rejoice. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Who the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. And he set us free on the cross on Calvary. Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He told us in the book of Mark, he said, go and preach to the whole world. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And somebody said, there is no salvation virtue in water baptism. He that believeth and is baptized. If you believe and you don't baptize, you will not be saved. Save from what? The condemnation that is coming upon this world. And the troubles that Satan will bring upon God's children. We are overcomers by the blood of Jesus. No matter what sin you have committed, and the devil wants to accuse you, you can sing, Jesus paid it all.
All through his life, sin had left a crimson stain. He washes white as snow.
They ask me why I'm
blacking, so I just tell them why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet friends of mine, who I see where they are, I say my sins are gone. Where are they? They are under the blood on the cross of Calvary. As me,
how do you identify with the death of Jesus? We die with him, that is repentance. We are buried with him. Water. You come out in his name. Jesus is God's name for our redemption. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is after that the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. There must be a reference point for you to claim healing. By his stripes we are healed. There is a reference point for you to tell that devil, you have no right. I'm married to Jesus. I took his name in water baptism. When you are joined to Jesus like that, you enter that water and come out. The thing that Satan is using and accusing you, your foundational problem, your ritual problem, the abortions you commit before, oh, this one. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus washes it away. Even God cannot see it. Therefore, the power he has over you is broken. Now you can go for your healing. Now you can go for your deliverance, because there's something you can challenge him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a knowledge that gives you deliverance. There is nowhere in the Bible that says you receive healing or deliverance by any dry fasting. Mountain of fire. In this church, because we are revelated, if you come before any minister now, that's why we are doing deliverance after water baptism. We know what we are doing. If you go to Mountain of Fire, many of those churches, they will tell you, the minister will tell you, do 3 days dry fasting and come back. That is a wrong prescription. Wrong! And don't tell me he's also a man of God. Listen, church, I learned something yesterday. Two young girls in my house. One girl, one of them, went for a test. And the medical checkup. And the doctor prescribed a drug for him, for her. She took that drug, but the drug was, the signal was getting worse. So I said, that means that deliverance. I was doing deliverance for her at the altar here. Then, the next day, she went to the hospital, met another doctor, and then saw the prescription that the other doctor gave. See, the doctor is a woman, this other one, and said, who wrote this one for you? He said, this drug is dangerous. Who wrote it for you? He said, quickly, stop. He said, I tried it myself one day, I nearly died. But they are all doctors. One gave you a prescription that will kill you. But they are all doctors. It's not every church that is a church of Jesus. Some churches will lead you to die. Oh. Me, that's why I learned my own. I say, this is one geo, another two geos. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, don't go for deliverance until there is you have done correct water baptism. You have repented. If not, you are only going to look for trouble. That demon go vex. Say you carry under the poor fire for and for mountain somewhere. They go wait for you for house. Instead of us, smoke will continue. Share that because I did alone. Now he make you do this one. Now, you will go bring seven more. Come join them. Come back. And Jesus said, your condition will be worse than before. No fasting, no dry fasting. Ye shall know the truth. And the truth set you free. Come, wait till you want to talk.
Praise God, church. You just said now, yes, shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I am just standing here because I want to know the truth, because I want to be free.
Thank you.
Daddy, I was born a Catholic, and I did a baptism in Catholic. And as I was growing, I was reading the Bible, though the Bible was not read in my church. It's just a bulletin we have. But at a certain stage, I began to mingle up with people that go to Pentecostal, and I went into Winners Church. So when I went to Winners, I was told that the baptism I had in Catholic was just water sprinkling, that's not the right baptism. And I said the right baptism is by immersion. Now, I went to some classes before the immersion baptism in 2005. A few years ago, a friend invited me to this bride assembly. Now, you are telling me that if I am not baptized in that name, Jesus Christ, Daddy, please, my question goes this way. Because I want to be free, and I don't want to live here the same way I came. I have done baptism like twice. Now, I find out that if the ones I did in the past, if they are null and void, if this one I am going to do now is the right one that will set me free, I just want to know if I need to do another baptism for the third time for me to be free.
God bless you. You know why I'm happy? Just quickening my understanding to something.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of Christians are not sincere. They tell me that I criticize people. I'm criticizing churches. Maybe because I'm doing my own with microphone. You left Catholic to Winners. You left Catholic for Winners.
Yes, that
and Winners told you that Catholic baptism is wrong.
Yes, that is wrong.
So if me now stand and say Winners baptism is wrong, Winners should not be angry with me.
Daddy, I want to know the truth.
Do you understand what I'm saying? For those who say I'm a critic. Do you understand? When they come to your church, you will talk, say where they are coming from is wrong. Then you are saying, why am I criticizing? You are a hypocrite because I talk my own with microphone. Listen, sister.
Yes, Daddy.
It's not about me telling you. I am showing you something in the Bible.
I've seen it.
Now, do you know something? Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." He said, "For it is the power of God unto salvation." He said, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." From faith to faith. Revelation is progressive. Faith there is revelation. From revelation to revelation. You go deeper and deeper and deeper. The more you walk with God, the clearer the process of salvation is. If you did it wrongly before, in Catholic, you came to where small light, candle light day, where there's a candle, you saw that you were in darkness, you came into light, a winner, small candle, then small time now, you have now come out of candle to the sun, bright sunshine, bright sunshine, everywhere is now clear, everyone is now clear, and every revelation you have calls for a response. It calls for a response. That's why you responded under the candlelight, small candle where they shine for that place. Because all they know there is prosperity. Small light. No? Amen. There you now come to the totality of the scriptures.
Amen.
Once you notice it is in the scripture, go and do it.
God bless you, sir.
It doesn't peel your skin. And we are not saying you should do that to be our member.
No.
Everybody cannot be our member here.
No, I just want to be free.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you. And you shall receive your freedom. Praise the Lord.